this.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Keep that vehicle looking its best with the help from Golden Hill Car Wash. Your choice of state-of-the-art Razor touchless wash with ceramic wax and the Ryko Soft Gloss Max 5, both with the latest technology. Plus, Golden Hill Car Wash offers 6 wash bays, including RV, all with spotless rinse. Plus, they've got vacuums for you. Keep it looking its best. Golden Hill Car Wash. Pass the Robles.
At Good Neighbors Electric, they're more than just electricians. They're your neighbors. Whether it's a small repair or a big project, from home inspections and panel upgrades to full electrical rebuilds, their licensed pros show up on time and do the job right. Good Neighbors Electric, locally owned, family operated, and proud to serve our community with honesty, skill, and a smile. Good Neighbors Electric, call 805-610-5530 or visit goodneighborselectric.com.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, January 15th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Pastorable City Council votes to not pursue term limits. Councilmember Chris Beal responds to accusations of treason for social media post. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the mid-70s. It's 32 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. And don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. In the November 2025 meeting, Mayor Pro Tem Gregory of Paso Robles requested a discussion for term limits for the Paso Robles City Council. That discussion was brought forward to the council last night and for consideration. City Manager Chris Huot presented council with options to applying term limits, such as their length, their cooling off period, which offices they would apply to, and how partial terms and appointments should apply. Council received comments both in favor of and against term limits from public comment. Here's former City Councilmember Sharon Roden during her public comment.
My concern is we have two things working against us, three things. We're a relatively small town. We have districts, and you don't earn a huge salary being on the council. So somebody who's working full time and wants to do a good job on the council, it's almost prohibitive. I understand the reason for term limits, I think, of Willie Brown, and just couldn't get rid of him, and they passed term limits in order to do so. But they found problems within that. You have inexperience coming in to an experienced staff
Council agreed that there are some merits to term limits, but council members Chris Bausch and Fred Strong argued that the city's elections effectively serve as term limits. The council voted unanimously to take no further action. Councilmember Chris Beal responds to accusations of treason from social media posts. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today 805-635-7200 or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. In last night's Pass Robles City Council meeting, Councilwoman Chris Beal responded to accusations regarding her social media post made last month. ICE agents were reportedly seen in Pass Robles, and some citizens protested their presence. Beal wrote on social media, "I am so proud of all the volunteers and caring neighbors. If you hear the horns, whistles, and bullhorns, go to them and bear witness." Beal was accused of treason during last night's city council meeting for her comment. Here are some pieces of her response.
I do not support or encourage interfering with law enforcement. The online piece that spurred the outrage misrepresented my position in its headline, and it buried my actual words at the end of the article. To bear witness means to observe firsthand, to provide testimony. I learned that morning that there was possible federal immigration enforcement in town. As an elected, I have a responsibility to know what's happening firsthand. The situation came and went without escalation and without incident. Others who were observing from a distance were also impressed by the Paso PD response. This is the value of bearing witness. Firsthand truth tellers are key for developing public trust. I want everyone to also understand that this misleading piece, unsurprisingly, provoked an ugly and dangerous response. I've been called the most vile names a woman can be called. I've been accused of treason by local business owners, and others continue to stir the pot even though they knew that I did not say what I was accused of saying. This is dangerous, and it should not be tolerated in our civic discourse.
The city of Paso Robles announced they'll begin street improvements to West Side neighborhoods starting the week of January 19th. The first phase will be complete in early February. Construction will include concrete improvements at Maple and Pacific, followed by 8th and Olive and 9th and Olive, and then drainage improvement issues on the north side of 13th Street between Vine and Spring. Traffic control signs and no parking signs will be placed throughout areas of construction. The Paso Robles Police Department announced there will be a DUI checkpoint held within city limits on Friday, February 13th from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. at an undisclosed location. DUI checkpoint locations are chosen based off data showing incidents of impaired driving-related crashes. The purpose is to promote public safety by taking suspected impaired drivers off the road. Driving under the influence is not just from alcohol. Some over-the-counter drugs and medication may interfere with driving. And driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal. Paul Flores' petition to review his conviction has been denied by the California Supreme Court. District Attorney Dan Dow announced this in a release yesterday afternoon, saying that Flores appealed his 2022 conviction to the Second District Court of Appeal. In October 2025, the Court of Appeal issued a written opinion that affirmed the 2022 conviction. The DA's office says that the jury was held in Monterey County Superior Court due to a defense motion to change the venue from San Luis Obispo County. The city of Atascadero invites the public to attend the ribbon-cutting ceremony for its outdoor skate area. This will take place on Friday, January 16th at 4:30 p.m. at George C. Beatty Skate Park, 5493 Traffic Way. A-Town Park offers 7,000 square feet of outdoor skating areas and 8,000 square feet of indoor space. The area has received a vibrant facelift with exterior paint upgrades and new improvements to enhance the experience for skateboarders and scooter riders, creating a more inclusive and versatile space for riders of all skill levels. The facility is open Monday through Friday, 2 to 6 p.m., weekends from noon to 5 p.m., and free skating available Monday to Friday for students with a punch pass. The City of Atascadero invites the community to join them for this celebration tomorrow, with refreshments available, and to learn more about the programs and camps offered in local recreation. In sports for the NFL, playoffs continue this weekend. On Saturday, KPR will have the Bills and Broncos game at 1:30 p.m., and on Sunday, we'll have the Texans and Patriots at 11 a.m., then the Rams and Bears in the afternoon at 3:15. In the NBA, yesterday, the Kings beat the Knicks 112-101, the Clippers over the Wizards 119-105, Nuggets beat the Mavericks 118-109. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Hornets, the Warriors will go against the Knicks, the Jazz will face the Mavericks, and the Thunder will go against the Rockets. In California news, in a 2-1 ruling, a three-judge panel ruled that the map approved by voters through Proposition 50 will be allowed in the 2026 election. State Republican lawmakers and U.S. Justice Department sought to block the map from being used, saying that it violated California's constitution. They also say they plan to appeal the decision to the U.S. Supreme Court. The artificial intelligence chatbot Grok has had one of its most controversial features blocked in several countries around the world, led first by the state of California announcing with an investigation in the proliferation of this feature. The feature, known as Spicy Mode, allowed users to ask the chatbot to generate sexually explicit photos and content, oftentimes using it on images of women and sometimes young girls. Louisiana has attempted to extradite a doctor in California, accused of mailing abortion pills. Governor Gavin Newsom said, quote, "We will not allow extremist politicians from other states to reach into California and try to punish doctors based on allegations that they provided reproductive health services." Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:17.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
"Our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car."
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Another New World screwworm case was recently detected inside the buffer zone, or within 215 miles of the Texas border in Mexico, raising further concern about its northward spread. RCAF, United Stock Growers of America, CEO Bill Bowler continues to praise Secretary Brooke Rollins' decision to close the U.S. border to Mexican livestock imports and stresses the importance of keeping it close to protect U.S. livestock.
The risk is very real to the U.S. livestock and wildlife industries. And so we need to maintain complete vigilance and keep the border closed and make sure that we are not taking any actions that would, you know, allow this pest to move any further north.
Steriflies are currently the most effective way to prevent the spread of the New World screwworm.
The concern that everyone had was that when the fly was being produced down in the Panama area, by the time that they transported those flies northward in order to address where the outbreaks were occurring in Mexico, many of those flies would die during the transportation process. And so we need more localized production facilities, and having one in Texas and one in Mexico and Panama is going to be extremely helpful.
The screwworm is a flesh-eating pest. Livestock owners are encouraged to review biosecurity protocols.
The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you. For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
Dojo Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch a Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like grandma's cooking. Touch a Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch a Paso.
KPRL News continues at 7:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. A silhouette of a cattle rancher practicing with a lasso at sunset, captured by the rancher's sister, Joelle Nathan of Butte County, was awarded first place in the 44th annual California Farm Bureau Photo Contest. Agriculture is an art that's been refined by multiple generations, just as this particular loop my brother was throwing had been refined by hours of practice, Nathan said. The photo contest seeks to celebrate the family traditions that make California's farms and ranches unique and to bring attention to the unseen work that fuels the state's agriculture. It's a reminder that there are real hands and hard work behind the grapes that eventually end up in your glass of wine, said Michelle Foster of San Luis Obispo County, whose photo of wine grape harvest in front of Rolling Hills was awarded second place. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-70s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-30s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 70s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy this weekend, continuing into Monday through Thursday next week. Low 70s on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Upper 60s on Wednesday, 67 a week from today. Currently, it is 32 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:24.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open higher across the board. The NASDAQ is rallying. There's a sign the job market held up last week. The number of new claims for unemployment benefits declined to 198,000. A key supplier of artificial intelligence chips, Taiwan Semiconductor, is reporting a record quarter, and it's planning another factory in Arizona. Land has been purchased and it's applying for permits. Taiwan Semiconductor shares are up 4%. Goldman Sachs reported a higher profit, which topped expectations. It's also raising its dividend. Though its earnings were mixed, Goldman shares opened up 1%. Morgan Stanley's quarter was upbeat, helped by deal making, and Morgan Stanley shares up nearly 3%. And BlackRock says its assets jumped to a record in the quarter. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
New Year's resolutions sound great on January 1st, but January 10th, not so much. This year, there's one resolution worth keeping: getting your finances in order. For many people, that starts with balance, not just growth, but protection too. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. For over a decade, they've made it easy for investors to add gold and silver to their portfolios and reduce market risk. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Burlogger Excavation has been serving the Central Coast for over 28 years, and they specialize in bulldozer work for ranch and rural landowners. Call Burlogger if you need roads graded, fire breaks, or have erosion issues. Whether you need springtime disking, clearing, or general bulldozer work, they have the machines to tackle the job. Call or text 805-674-5141 or find them on the Creston Sawmill Burlogger Excavation Facebook page.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs. Just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, Freedom of Speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rentals. Same store, same location since 1968. And they are located at 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. To join us on this Thursday edition here on The Right Choice.
Exchange, KPRL.
All righty, he's been around the world, let's just say on the spot, facing some conflicts, including the Ukraine. So Josh Friedman will join Karen this afternoon, and they will be discussing Venezuela. That's between 12:30 and 2 on Sound Off here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. Let's see here. Kevin, ask Chris AI if Godzilla can get pregnant. Okay.
Well, Godzilla actually does have a son. Godzilla Jr. It appeared in some of the earlier films.
So, but we don't know how that came about.
I don't think so. I never actually watched those ones. Well, no, I did watch one where Godzilla Jr. was in it, but Godzilla Jr. was an adolescent, so.
Oh, okay. All right, well, anyway, someone's concerned that you do that. All righty. Speaking of concerned, again, the social media, so our council person there, Beale, she's upset because she was called names on social media after her post there regarding ICE and so forth. You know, again, I have to ask this question, being absolutely ignorant of social media, but I'll ask it anyway. What do you expect? You go on social media, you say some things that people disagree with, and you get hammered. Duh. That's very smart. You want everybody to say they love you and agree with you and not call you names. Don't agree with the name calling, but come on. What do you expect? Obviously, you've been on social media enough to know that these kind of things can happen. All right, there was something else that came. Oh, I came across this and, somebody sent me this, and it was kind of a recap of the school board meeting the other night, and one of the things I just happened to come across, I wasn't looking for it, was the proposal for a bond, and I noticed a couple of charts that were put up by Kolowski, whatever his name is, but let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, earlier in the week, Chris reported that Tascadero was issuing burn permits, but then I thought he said that there wasn't any burning allowed in Atascadero.
Well, not within the city.
So that would be a county permit then. Right?
Well, I suppose I don't know exactly who issues it, but I've just assumed that technically people who live maybe on the periphery of Atascadero are still in Atascadero. They're just not within, you know, the city, like downtown area or residential area.
You know, it's not like it's Templeton or Creston or someplace like that. There are rural areas within the city of Atascadero.
Right. So I didn't know there was a designated downtown. But makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Anyway, so I just happened to come across it. Again, I wasn't looking for it. And the money that some school districts have spent in the last X amount of year, I think going back to 1998, I think. And so as I'm looking at the chart, Paso Robles is, you know, kind of down on the list. And I saw that the top two were Lucia Mar and San Luis Coastal. They have bigger populations. So how can you compare? Now, Atascadero is higher than Paso's. They're kind of equivalent. But when you're putting up a chart and you're trying to compare two districts that are a lot bigger, have a lot more students than another, what is the reason for that? Because people are just going to look at the money. They're not going to say, oh, well, they're spending more in the Coastal and Lucia Mar, which, by the way, both are having some problems because of, oh, I don't know, things like people wanting to see, oh, Phillips go down and loss of job, loss of tax revenue, et cetera, et cetera. And now they're crying about it. Oh, we got to cut this program. We got to cut this program. Well, why didn't you think about that when you pushed to get some of these facilities closed down? Because those facilities, they pay a good job, good paying jobs, and they pay a lot of taxes. And those taxes, in some cases, have gone away. And now they need more money from you because of the decision that you made. So, anyway, this came in, and it's just, where is it? Don't tell me it's gone. Please don't tell me it's gone. It looks like it may be gone. Oh, no. All right, so I keep referring to a couple of books. One is Extortion and the other is Laws by Friedrich Bastiat. Again, I always mess up his name. But the particularly the law on what to look for, not only as far as the legal plunder, but what government ultimately, in many cases, ends up doing. Now, somebody sent me this, and then they made a correction, said that they were all false. However, considering what we have seen take place in not only California, but United States in the last X amount of years, and the many times we say, that would never happen, or I can't believe that happened. All right. So anyway, again, these are not laws, but I want you to think about the potential. Because our government has been pushing us in many, many ways. Here you go. No driving after 9 if you're over 75. Cameras must be on all caregivers in your home at all times. No over $500 cash payments. No grandchild posting without verified parent consent. Housing smart technology, even rental paid for by the renters. Smart home apps to unlock doors and heaters. Biometrics IDs for state service, including libraries. Walker wheelchairs need a licensed motorized sharing, that, by the way. And streaming service must require verification by facial scan or uploading identity. Now, again, these are not true laws, but what about the potential? What about the potential of it? Something to just think about there. But thanks for sending that in anyway. It was kind of fun to look at. All right, also, here's something that many of you may not really care about, but I just want you to be aware. The FCC signals ownership limit rollbacks. The FCC is signaling continuing momentum towards loosening media ownership ownership limits. And I'll tell you where this ends up. Not based on a law or anything, but just some experience of a lot of years in radio. One of the worst decisions I ever thought that Ronald Reagan ever made was when he loosens the ownership rules for radio. It hurt radio. It hurt radio. Let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You know, you were just talking about some old people protections, I believe. And one of the things that I had, you know, my mom, before she passed away, we have, like a lot of people, we have a microwave. Well, my mom would press a button on the microwave, and instead of cooking her breakfast sandwich for 2 minutes, she somehow got 2 hours on it. And to me, it's one of those things that a microwave should have, like, you know, whatever would you cook in a microwave for 2 hours?
I have no idea.
But, I mean, that's you know, it was easy to do back in the old days. You just had a dial on the thing. But like I said, my mom just pressed a button and put this thing in for 2 hours, and my gosh, it broke the plate. The thing was on fire. It was a bad thing. And maybe there should be a safety thing on a microwave that it takes a special key to make it, for say, run longer than 3 minutes. Just to protect your kids and old people.
Well, you know, I'm sure most of us have pressed in the wrong time and walked away.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It could have burned the house down.
Yeah, I did once, and I don't know why I did this. I turned on the microwave with nothing in it.
Oh yeah, you're not the only one.
And it, let me see. It didn't destroy the microwave, but it did something. It burnt. I forget what happened, but I just remember doing that. And like I said, I've burnt some things in there because I've, for whatever reason, walked away or I got distracted. And I but I don't know what the you know, what kind of meal. A frozen lasagna? No, a frozen lasagna still wouldn't take 2 hours.
No, in fact, I've done. Let's see. I guess people do cook frozen lasagnas in there, but you know, your basic use for a microwave. I mean, 90% of what I do with it is zap a cup of coffee for 30 seconds. But anyways, like I said, I've never seen anything cook for 3 hours in a microwave.
Hmm. Well, was the microwave destroyed?
No, it still worked, but, you know, my wife caught it after about 15 minutes. But it would have kept going. I mean, that thing inside, it actually broke a plate. I mean, it was a ceramic plate, and it shattered it, and the thing was just smoking and everything. That's why my wife smelled that from her office.
Well.
And my mom was in her 80s and, you know, not paying attention, and, you know, things happen.
Yeah, it does. Did she use the microwave again?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's fortunately nobody was hurt or injured.
Everything turned out okay, but like I said, it just, there's, why isn't there, you know, I was just thinking about if you, maybe you have kids and stuff that could do it too, that, you know, how easy it is just to press a button and all of a sudden run your microwave for 2 hours. So anyway, so it was just a thought that maybe there should be a safety device on the microwaves for old and young people.
Well, I did, let me see here, my new buddy, Al Jr., says that running a microwave excessive for long periods over 30 to 40 minutes risks fire, burning food, or damaging the microwave itself.
Yeah, wow, there you go.
And also even using inappropriate containers.
Oh, yeah, that's a biggie.
Well, you know, even with the container, I think a lot of things now are, you know, they say on them, microwave safe.
Yeah, but you still should never use plastic in your microwave. That's, you know, some of the health people have told me that because it causes the stuff in the plastic to leach into your food.
I don't care as long as the food still tastes good.
Yeah, I'd miss the plastic, wouldn't you?
Right, because I don't want to take it out of one thing, put it into another, then end up having to clean two things, so I'll risk the plastic entering my body and killing me when I'm 85 years old.
Well, there you go. All right, Kevin, thanks much. Talk
okay,
to you later.
Bye. I don't, what's it? I'm trying to think of the longest thing I ever put in a microwave. Not the longest thing, the longest time to cook. I don't know. Chris, are you using microwave a lot?
Only for leftovers, really.
That's it, huh?
Basically.
Leftovers.
Or, you know, stuff that's frozen, you know, goes in the freezer and is made to be cooked in the microwave.
You know, maybe like those quick, you know, two-piece pizzas, something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to think. What... Does anybody put a good piece of meat in a microwave? If you do, use an air fryer. It'll taste good. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Quick question on this fentanyl trade in China.
The what?
The fentanyl drug they say that China exports to...
Yeah, Brazil. Yeah, the people in the United States voluntarily take? Yeah.
Yeah. How large is that in their economy?
I mean, how large is it in whose economy?
In China's. I mean, in regards maybe to how much oil, petroleum they import.
I have no idea.
Just I throw that up. Well, back in the 1800s, there's a drug war, too, when the British had a problem with their import from China, so they started selling opium over there.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese didn't like it, and there was a war.
Okay.
I don't know if that's drug wars go on, but it's as illegal as it was then, too. It didn't help either economy, but it...
Let me ask you a question. Mexico and China get blamed for, and, well, Venezuela, too, for bringing drugs into our country. What about the people who decide to take the drugs? What responsibility do they have?
Hopefully we can encourage them not to take it or coerce them. Or...
Well, we have spent billions of dollars in public service announcements, education. We have programs and so forth and so off going back to the 1970s, and yet the problem increases. Is that because of the availability of these evil countries shipping it in, or is it because of the people in the United States who want to take these drugs?
Probably both. I mean, and there's the people that want to make money off of it.
Well, yeah, we know the money part.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
So, do you think, and again, I don't want to see these drugs coming into the country, and, you know, if we can slow it down, that's great, but do you think that people would find a replacement anyway?
Probably. I mean, with the prohibition they did back in the 20s.
So... we've got a problem because the amount of money we have spent on trying to prevent the drug use has not worked overall. And people want to continue to take drugs and get high and damage their lives and expect others to take care of them after they've made bad decisions.
Partly, yeah.
Yep. Well,
maybe I shouldn't say partly, but it's... I mean, back to the forgetting the 20s also, it was still legal to buy alcohol. It was for a medical reason. We've heard that before.
No, that's the first I've heard that having some booze for medical reasons, but it wouldn't surprise me because, you know, we have the same thing with the marijuana. There's medical marijuana.
No, that's true. I heard there was a guy that grew up in... Southside of San Luis Obispo, and his mother went into town, they pick up his neighbor's prescription for it and bring it back and drop it off.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and he's down by the South Aguirre by Tank Farm in that area.
Well,
way back,
Americans will look for and find a way to have their jollies, including trying to get high off of catnip.
Something so somebody will, but he also said the guy made an interesting comment he heard him say over and over again. Just wait. Someday we're going to have the public bureaucrats coming out here and telling us how we can live and not live our lives.
Well, that's, yeah, they've been doing a good job of that. All right, sir, we got to go.
Okay.
We're up against the clock. I appreciate your call as always. Going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. In last night's Pass Rebel City Council meeting, Councilman Chris Beal responded to accusations regarding her social media post made last month in response to ICE agents seen in Pass Robles. Beal wrote on social media, "I am so proud of all the volunteers and caring neighbors. If you hear the horns, whistles, and bullhorns, go to them and bear witness." She responded to accusations of treason during the public comment period. Paul Flores' petition to review his conviction has been denied by the California Supreme Court. District Attorney Dan Dow announced this in a release yesterday afternoon, saying that Flores appealed his 2022 conviction to the Second District Court of Appeal. The jury was held in Monterey County Superior Court due to a defense motion to change the venue from San Luis Obispo County. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 33 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump warning I will institute the Insurrection Act if Minnesota doesn't stop the professional agitators from attacking the Patriots of ICE. Two protesters with shovels and broomsticks ambushed a federal ICE officer in Minneapolis trying to arrest a Venezuelan migrant. The injured officer fired, hitting the migrant in the leg. Then protesters hit police with fireworks, prompting Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey to step in.
Anyone that is taking the bait tonight, stop. That is not helpful. Go home.
If you were among the million people in the Verizon cell phone outage.
No voice calls possible, no data services, no text messages, nothing. Here's the statement from Verizon. The outage has been resolved. If customers are still having an issue, we encourage them to restart their devices to reconnect to the network.
Fox's Cheryl Cassone, America's listening to Fox News.
It's not too late. With the holiday rush behind you, it's time to shop for you. The Blender's winter sale is in full swing with up to 50% off. Stop by the Blender's and see what's waiting for you. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Happy New Year from the Blender's, 538 12th Street in downtown Paso Robles.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
And a little reminder here, Bovina Vineyards, oh, they're getting into 2026 big time. They have the Hunt and Gathering Winemakers Dinner. The Hunt and Gather menu features wild game by land, by sea, and by air. Venison, halibut, and goose cooked to perfection. It all takes place Saturday, January 24th at 5 o'clock now. Only 20 seats available, so make your reservations now. Call Bovino Vineyards or simply go to bovino.com and enjoy. Yum, yum, yum. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is 8 minutes away from 8 o'clock here at The Right Choice.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air, tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Sunshine today, mid-70s. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid-30s. And for your Friday, we will have temperatures kind of in the low to mid 70 range. Same on Saturday, maybe some high clouds just to add to the effect. Same Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, then upper 60s Wednesday and Thursday of next week. Today's UV index will be 3. Up and down, 7:12 a.m., 5:13 p.m. We are at 33. Slowly by slowly, inch by inch, we're creeping up. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, Hutch Heating and Air. com.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Right, they offer fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices. All right, local celebrities on this Thursday. We have Cliff Tucker, Billy Roden, Jan Eastwood, Clara Southward, Forrest Irwin, Anthony Hudson, Niles Ousden, close enough, Rocky Kunstler, Blake Kunstler, Olivia Wolfe, Jeffrey Grant, Karen Bayes, is that who I think it is? My goodness. Deanne and Kirk McConnell, and last on the list here today, and it's not necessarily alphabetical by default, it's, let's see here, Vicky, Oh, Vicky Silva's having a birthday. My goodness. And it just so happens that's on a Thursday. So I'm sure she'll be bringing her checkbook to the Raccoon Lodge this afternoon. All right, on my right-hand side, let's see here. Some folks you probably have heard of, or not. Pierre DuPont, chairman of the board of DuPont. 1870-1954. Aristotle Onassis, 1906-1975. Ooh, the one and only, the big-time drummer. Man, and he was it's quite the character. Gene Krupa, Yonkers, New York. 1909-1973. Also on the list from the King sisters, Yvonne King, 1920-2009. Margaret Irvine, the actress, 1937. Doug Van Vliet, or you know him as Captain Beefheart, 1941-2010. Cy Young Award winner, Mike Marshall, 1943. Played with a whole bunch of people, including the Bums. Leonard Skinner's Ronnie Van Zant, 1948, killed in that plane crash in 1977. From the Motels, Martha Davis, 1951, big time from Providence, and not a bad hoopster, Ernie DiGregorio, 1951. The Manster, Randy White, 1953. Ray Simpson from the Village People, 1954. Mario Van Peebles, 1957. Onward we go. James Nesbitt, the actor, 1965. Chad Lowe, the actor, 1968. Regina King, the actress, 1971. Let me back up. 1969. He was a good basketball player at Villanova, and then played fair time in the major leagues. Infielder Delino DeShields, 1969. Tennis champ Mary Pierce, 1975. Also on the list we have Drew Brees, 1979. 1980, Matt Holliday, 1980. Pitbull, 1981. Also, we have, Chris Warren Jr., the actor from whatever. He was born in 1990. Okay, passing away on this day. Eric Knight, he was the creator of the classic Lassie from the Saturday Evening Post. He died in 1943. Dan Haggerty, 2016, also passing away. The actress Ruth Warwick, 2005. Oh, Rudolph Wanderdone Jr. You know him as Boom Boom Boom, Minnesota Fats, the pool player. He died in 1996. Harry Nilsson, the songwriter and good friends of John Lennon. They got thrown out of the Troubadour together years ago. Harry passed away in 1994. Sammy Kahn, the lyricist, Call Me Irresponsible and High Hopes and others, Love and Marriage. He passed away in 1993. Ray Bolger, The Wizard of Oz, The Scarecrow, 1987. Meyer Lansky, he was the financial wizard behind organized crime back with Lucky Luciano and Frank Costello and the rest. He died in 1983. Bill Masterson, the hockey player, 1968. He died as a result of an injury in the game. Again, that was back in 1968. We mentioned that the other day. Hap Arnold, the general, he died in 1950, and the co-founder of Smith & Wesson, Horace Smith, passed away in 1893. All right, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Well, he was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And he was obviously a star player in high school and so forth, so he committed to the University of Maryland, and he played fullback during his freshman year. Well, he didn't end up there. He didn't. They moved him on the other side of the ball for whatever reasons. And he ended up being one of the greatest college players of all time. Outland Trophy, Lombardi winner, ACC Player of the Year, et cetera, et cetera. Unanimous All-American, UPI Lineman of the Year. And he was drafted second overall in 1975 by the Dallas Cowboys. And he went on to have an outstanding career, basically replacing Mr. Cowboy Bob Lilly. He was a Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl MVP, 8-time first-team All-Pro, All-Decades team, and the list goes on and on and on. Randy White to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. City of Paso Robles announced they'll begin street improvements to the West Side neighborhood starting the week of January 19th. Construction will include concrete improvements at Maple and Pacific, followed by 8th and Olive, 9th and Olive, and then fixing drainage issues on the north side of 13th Street between Vine and Spring. Paso Police announced there'll be a DUI checkpoint within city limits Friday, February 13th from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. at an undisclosed location.
DUI checkpoints are chosen based off data showing incidents of impaired driving-related crashes. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the mid-70s, it's 34 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, MarsMegaStorage.com.
As I mentioned, he was taken second overall by the Dallas Cowboys. The Falcons took Steve Barkowski, but of the first six picks in that draft, three of them ended up in the Hall of Fame. Randy White, Walter Payton, and linebacker Robert Brazil. All right, we've got another hour to go. This hour was brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.